Always good to chat with Rick Limpert. You can follow him on Twitter, Rick Roswell. He joins us from the Media Center at Eastlake, and we'll get to more of the golf festivities of this weekend here in Atlanta in just a little bit. But first, we're going to talk about some smartphone news for this week, and the new iPhone is out, Rick. People are always doing jumping jacks and cartwheels down the hall when the new iPhone comes out. What have you heard about it? What do you think?
Well, I'm not even an iPhone user, but I have to follow it. So really, it's been kind of quiet on the new smartphone front for the last 6 months or so. But this fall, we have some new phones, including some new iPhones, big announcement last week. And, the XS and the XS Max models will be coming out. And then a new lower-cost iPhone XR to follow the end of October. So have you been following the iPhone news at all, Sully?
I mean, a little bit. I am curious. I've been looking at the Apple Watch a little bit, and I know that they have a new watch coming out, too. That's kind of where I am. I'm content with the iPhone that I have, and I'm not ready to plunk down $1,000 for a new one. But I am curious about the watch. Are you a smartwatch guy?
I have not been a smartwatch guy. I've been a fitness band guy, but not a watch guy. So kind of the Apple Watch, the sales have been kind of down, so they're trying to stir up some new interest with the Apple Watch, which are the people that have it, they love it. So a new hardware look, new software enhancements. The display makes it look like more like a watch, I think. And connectivity has always been great with the Apple Watch, but new health capabilities. So there's some embedded health apps, an accelerometer, a gyroscope in there, and the heart rate sensor works better. So you don't have to have an extra app for that, all built in. And then also an ECG possibilities with it that I'm looking forward to trying. So the FDA has kind of certified the Apple Watch now for health reasons, and I think for the right person, it's a great buy.
All right, let's let folks know that the XS and XS Max models are available now. That lower cost iPhone XR will be out in October. Well, pre-order in October, and then in stores later that month. But the Apple Watch, I'm kind of curious to see what happens. I've been down to Lenox Mall recently and seen the big crowds in there at the Apple Store. I know that they have a lot on their hands, but it's interesting to hear that the watch isn't doing as well as they maybe would have liked it to do. On the flip side of that, let's talk a little Android here. The Samsung Galaxy S10 is expected to be complete soon. What's happening with that?
So, yeah, the long-running Samsung Galaxy line gets another model, so the S10, and a different look to it. And it's going to be the first Samsung Android phone with the ultrasonic fingerprint sensor on it. So a little more security, the triple-lens camera on the back, which for everybody who knows that, getting action shots or sport shots with a smartphone is pretty tough. That's going to make it a little better, faster chipsets in it. More memory, and it's just it's the new evolution of the S10. People that use Android phones, this is their number one pick, the Galaxy line, and getting more improvements on a phone that already is pretty good.
All right, for a lot of Android, for a lot of Samsung people, for a lot of Apple people, when we hear the word LG, we really don't even know what they do anymore. It might be so off of the radar screen because of our allegiance to Samsung and our allegiance to Apple. What's new with LG right now?
Well, you're talking with a guy that uses an LG phone as my main phone right now. I couldn't be happier. It's been a great phone. It's got a great camera. So LG, I think when people see LG, they think of television. So LG's been doing televisions and high-def displays for a long time. They got into the home appliance market, and then they got into smartphones. So they have a new ThinQ phone coming out. Again, a very thin, light phone. A great display with what LG is known for, and we'll see if it's got a little bit of an upgrade to the internal part of the camera. That's where the LG phones may have been lacking a little bit with the chipsets and the speed. Hopefully that gets a little bit better, and they're promising people that like to listen to music or audio through their phones a boombox speaker special, so improved sound as well.
Interesting. How about Google? How are they competing, and what are they doing to innovate and stay relevant here with their Google Pixel 3?
that Google's been, they do anything to try to stay in the smartphone business. So the Pixel 3 is coming out. The first two have been meh about them. But the Pixel 3 and the Pixel 3 XL have more upgrades. So Google's kind of getting the hang of this, kind of following Samsung's lead a little bit quicker. And the most obvious difference will be the phones are really comfortable to hold in your hand. So that's kind of where they're looking at a traditional look. But round edges and, again, a comfortable phone to hold and to pick up. And they're kind of banking on that, along with the faster chipsets and the more memory and an improved camera. But we'll see. Comes out, they'll announce it at a Google event on October 9th is what people are being told. So in time for the holidays.
Next up, let's talk not about a phone, but instead a service. And this service comes to us from Mint Mobile, online at mintmobile.com. What is this service, and why are people talking about it so much right now?
Well, you can't go anywhere without seeing television commercials, or as you know, saw hearing on the radio for the service, cell phone service ads. And so this is a better phone plan you can get through a company called Mint Mobile, mintmobile.com. And you pretty much stay with everything you're doing, but they have plans start at $15 a month for 4G LTE data. Can save you a lot of money. And you basically get a little SIM card. You pop into your current phone, activate the service. You get charged your monthly fee, and you just go from there and see how it works for you. So they have three-month plans, $45 to start that if you're not a power user, possibly when it comes to phones. And mintmobile.com/plans and see if this works for you. It's definitely a way, if you're looking to save money with your wireless plan, this is definitely an option.
What do you know, if anything, about capping or throttling on these plans?
That does happen. So I have one phone that has a basic service, and so I try out and test the throttling, and really it does make a difference. So when I hit the data amount, which isn't much on there because I'm kind of testing it, but it goes from the 4G LTE down to 2G, Sully, which is kind of like throwing me into the Jurassic period when it comes to phones. So we expect speed. We expect instantaneous searching and email and results. So, but if you got to save money and you're not a huge user of data, it's definitely a way you can definitely save money.
Always good to chat with Rick Limpert. You can find him on Twitter, Rick Roswell, the handle. Website, ricklimpert.info. WirelessWednesday.live, where you can keep up with the things Rick is working on all throughout the week. And in addition to your tech writing and the myriad of other things that you're doing throughout the course of the year, we find you at East Lake today for the golf. And a lot is happening whenever Tiger Woods is in town. There are always throngs of media people following him around. What's the scene like over there?
It's been a madhouse, Sully. I've been here earlier in the week doing a couple features, tech features, including a VR, and there was a junior achievement, kind of a FedEx junior business challenge where four groups of kids presented ideas for products, and then they had a panel of judges that awarded a $75,000 grant to the winner. So it's always good to see. That's a great little event along with the golf here. But anytime Tiger's involved, and he's leading. So that even makes it even more interesting down here. So it'll be on TV, or I know there's still some single session tickets available if you're in the area and want to head down. East Lake, Sully, as you know, one of the historic courses in this country, and just a beautiful setting. It should be a beautiful, hot weekend here at the golf.
One of the oldest homes inside of the perimeter. It is standing, and it survived the Civil War. Sherman actually stationed some troops in this house, and it actually borders East Lake Golf Club down there. It's called Meadow Nook. If you're a history buff and you're down there and you want to check that out, it is interesting. It's very unassuming. It's just tucked away, and it doesn't look like anything special, but that home was built in the 1850s. Amazing to think about, and of course the course has been there a long time as well too.
Yeah, I think just a normal family lived in that house, don't they, Sully? And it's definitely a historic landmark in the city. Like you said, it is tucked away amongst all the other development that's happened down here at East Lake because of the golf course. It's really amazing, an amazing part of town, and it's always good to keep a little history in with all the new developments. Fun part of the city down here at East Lake.
Well, good stuff on smartphones this week, Rick. Enjoy the rest of the weekend. Hopefully it's not too hot for you as we welcome in fall with 90-degree temperatures in Atlanta. That's just par for the course, no pun intended, for us.
Whoa.
Thank you, man.
Thanks, fall this weekend, but it doesn't feel like it.